You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight we've got a new co-host sitting in our third chair. Well, he's been in the studio once before, but now he is... I think he's been in the studio.
I don't know. I don't remember that.
Man, Chris? I just make stuff up as
first,
I go along.
First time here.
We had you on the phones then for a lengthy period of time.
After I got out of jail, I called him on the amp line for about 15 minutes.
So Sovereign Curtis is with us. Do you want to go by Sovereign Curtis on the air?
That's absolutely fine. I kind of dislike when people who understand the concept of sovereignty refer to me as sovereign. It's not so much about giving me any sort of respect or anything like that. It's just declaring what is true.
Well, it's a title instead of Mr., Ms., or Mrs. You're just a sovereign, and it doesn't have a gender orientation. It's just declaring that person is owns themselves.
Now, Marcus, as a Quaker, would you?
Yes, I am fine with the term. Yes, go ahead.
Ask the question. As a Quaker, it's someone who does not use titles, Mr., Mrs., Sir, Ma'am, that kind of thing, sovereign's okay by you.
Sovereign's okay because...
Judge, prosecutor.
Well, it's okay because the reason for a title is essentially to distinguish one person from another. However, everybody is sovereign. Everybody owns themselves.
Mm, do they? Unless they make the claim. Are they really sovereign?
Yeah, they are. Okay. They how can you alienate...
They don't act like it. Don't you have to act sovereign in order to be sovereign?
And I stick that sovereign in front of my name to kind of remind people who might be on the fence that, hey, we all own ourselves.
You own yourself, whether you choose to act like you own yourself or not.
Well, of course, that's true, but if you own yourself, you could give yourself up to some other person's control.
You really can't, though.
Because if you own yourself, why couldn't you make that decision to...
As soon as you put yourself into a disadvantageous contract, you can easily walk away from it. You're going to have to really push that envelope and say you're voluntarily allowing yourself to be chained. To say you're willing to give up your sovereignty like that.
The only viable contracts have exit clauses.
Okay, that's fine, but you could essentially give up your control to someone else. I mean, in a general sense,
you're still sovereign. You still own yourself.
I think you have to declare your sovereignty. I think you have to act as though you're a sovereign. I think you have to live life as though you own yourself, as opposed to subverting yourself to the demands of others. That's just how I feel. Anyway, your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. It's been an amazing weekend here in New Hampshire, specifically the Keene area. Record-setting mass arrests went down yesterday. We'll give you the details on that here in a little bit. But let's go to your phone calls first, to the amp line, where Gene, the Christian anarchist, is on the line in Tennessee. Gene?
Hello, guys.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
I wanted to tell you about a scary video I saw on YouTube today. It scared the heck out of me. It's worse than Aliens or any of those scary movies.
Okay.
It was a tax day protest, but guess what? It was a tax day protest for increasing taxes.
Oh,
this
good.
Is really this was really a strange one. People out there screaming and hollering for more taxes and higher taxes because they're all collecting bennies. They're getting, they're on the government dole, and they actually had a rally. I swear it looked like a Ron Paul rally, only it was 180 degrees the other way. They wanted more taxes, more control. Because they thought that people are making too much money and not sharing with them.
Well, I predict they will get their wishes.
And they pretty much came out in the open and admitted that they were doing this in order to preserve their entitlements. They didn't hide that at all.
And I guess I'm showing my age now because I grew up in the 50s and the 60s. And when I was young, my mother had a duplex that she rented half of it out to people who were in the lower income bracket. I mean, we weren't in a very high income bracket because we lived in the exact same size duplex they were living in. But the people didn't have a lot of money, and some of them were getting government handouts in the 60s. But in the 60s, people they weren't proud of the fact they were getting government handouts. Mm. They were ashamed to go and get on the dole. They felt bad. And they would only get on the dole long enough to get back on their feet and get a good job, and then they would get off. But nowadays, we've got three generations that have been on the dole, and they're proud of it. They think they're not getting enough. They need more money.
Well,
it's just scary.
This is the way it goes. Because you know, getting the check is easy. It's easy to just have sit around and get a check sent to you. Whereas you know, previously in the 60s, I believe that's when the Great Society all sort of came about. You know, at that time it was charity, and you know, the government dole looked a lot like charity. It was very similar, so the stigma tended to you know, ride along with it. But you know, those that kept on getting it realized, heck, this is easy. Why is there stigma attached around this?
Oh, I remember the days before food stamps, when actually you would go and get your food from the government. You'd go get a, you know, a brick of cheese and a bag of wheat, and you would get your staples from the government. And
that sounds absolutely horrible.
60s, yeah, and then in the 60s, they converted over to food stamps, which wasn't quite as bad, but a lot of stores didn't accept food stamps. And now, of course, food stamps are better than cash. Some of the stores love them because I think they get a kickback from the government when redeem them. I'm not sure of that. But
so they just perfected this method of getting people hooked, basically, and expanding
like
their power.
Addiction.
You know, what is it that, I know there's a paraphrase of somebody where they said that essentially in a democracy that people will vote for more largesse once they figure out they can vote for it, right? And then that just keeps getting worse, and here we are.
Bread and circuses.
Yeah.
Thanks, Steve,
like
for the call tonight. As always, appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So a lot to talk about tonight. I got a story about a pirate radio operator that's pretty cool. Maybe we'll get to that here. Actually, pulled it right off the front page of our website at freetalklive.com, which actually the site allows you to submit show prep suggestions, and then other listeners can vote them up or down, and you can vote things up and down, and the most popular ones make it to the front page of the site. At freetalklive.com, of course, it's all free, but this weekend was just it was amazing. I mean, the activism here in New Hampshire continues to become more and more noteworthy and just exciting. This weekend, Sunday, was a banner day. People were up early. There was the Free Keene Fest, which is a twice yearly event that happens here in Keene. And, you know, I don't really think it's the biggest. It's not a big, big, big event. But this year, this spring, was the biggest one ever. We probably had several hundred people, maybe 400 or 500 people coming through there all day long.
Sure. I mean,
there was
some gambling going on with real money and, you know, different booths and people selling food. Hot dogs were $1 and sodas were 50 cents. I loaded up.
And the gambling actually stepped up a level, too. Last time it was just somebody bringing out some cards, and this time they had chips. They had a green gambling table, blackjack spread thing.
And there was some,
you were there, Curtis.
Yeah, open.
Did you even leave the table?
Open container civil disobedience as well.
I don't think you left the gambling table the whole time.
Right? After I lost my $8, I got up.
But yeah, open alcohol, open cannabis. Open gambling,
and then they decided to do the easy thing and go to the jail and support, you know, jailed activists.
Well, the great thing about what happened with the Free Keene Fest is not only do you have all those things that were going on openly, you also had open vending. People were selling food without a permit, and other sales of various different things were being done. Nobody had, of course, pulled a permit for the event. So, I mean, it was like a civil disobedience extravaganza, basically. And the police were nowhere to be found, zero arrests, perfect weather, hundreds of people in attendance. It was great.
You know, and I found people I knew from the community that have nothing to do with the liberty activism. They were coming in, they were taking a look around, they're asking, so what is the Free State Project? Am I a Free Stater? You know, I kind of think like you do. Am I a Free Stater? You know, they were asking.
Wait a minute. Well, hold on a second. We've heard up here that, of course, talking about the Free State Project, all three of us here, Free State Project participants, Curtis, right?
Yep.
We all made the move here to New Hampshire from a long way away in order to get active for liberty. And the thing you hear from the supporters of the status quo, the status, the people that support the aggressive government, the thing you hear most often is, well, we don't want you here. No one wants you. Free Staters, go home. And, Mark, you're telling me that there are actually people that were saying to you that they felt like they might be Free Staters and they live here already?
Yes. They didn't know what the term meant, but they understood the concepts of, you know, smaller government, less intrusion. Basically what they said is, I always wondered, who's going to pay for this?
Yeah, where was the go-home crowd? I mean, I didn't see the counter-protests. I mean, where are these people? There's more coming up here. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet and get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. You can listen in various different ways, live streams, broadband, and dial-up version. We've got a webcam, as well as listen lines, which actually allow you to listen in via any phone that can dial long distance. So head on over to listen.freetalklive.com. All of those options are free for you. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
HostGator.com is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name, whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website. You can go there and create your very own website with their builder tools and templates. Use code FTL to get your first month completely free at HostGator.com. If you use one of those other web hosting services, every time you do, God kills an LOL cat.
1-800-259-9231. All right. So we were talking about what happened yesterday here in the southwest area of New Hampshire, the Keene area. It was an epic day, and we're going to get to more of the story here in a moment, but the Free Keene Festival was an incredible success. Hundreds of people turning out, open civil disobedience of all sorts, and just an absolute blast. Perfect weather, lots of fun people enjoying themselves, and you know, nobody got angry, nobody had any problems. It seems like people enjoy the fact that Free Staters are here and liberty activists are active in New Hampshire, despite what the critics might be saying. So we continue here with your calls, because something big happened after the Free Keene Fest, as though Free Keene Fest wasn't big enough. Let's go to Nick in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Curtis, and Mark.
Hey, Ian. This is actually very, very short. I just had sort of a comment to make today. I was, I don't know if you saw me, Ian, but I was in Keene, New Hampshire today, and I was checking out Keene State College, because it was one of the colleges I was originally going to go to. And my, I guess it's more of a story. And so
yeah, I
was
think
going
I did see you today. Okay.
Yes.
It was you.
And I was going to throw away something, and then I went back for my mom's car. And I saw you.
Okay.
He made an exclamation of surprise when he saw you.
Yes, and we have no idea where he was going with that. So remember, you are calling a radio show, and we can't let that stuff happen.
You can
here.
Hear the story tomorrow.
Yep, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, yeah, there's a lot going on in Keene, and Keene is a small place. I think that's what he was surprised about. That, wow, there was one of the hosts of this show walking down the street. In fact, if you walk down the street in Keene, New Hampshire, it's if you're familiar with the Free Staters and the liberty activists in the area, it's likely you'll run into some of them. I remember I was sitting outside of a restaurant. We were hanging out with somebody who was coming up here to check the area out, and just sitting there for 45 minutes eating, at least four people came up that I knew that were liberty activists just
including
on
me.
The street. Well, yeah, you were one of them. So just a lot of people here, and it's a small community. And it's one of the more interesting parts about making the move here as part of the Free State Project, because the area is so small that it's you really see the same people over and over again.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you move here for the Free State Project, there's plenty
what
of people.
I said, here
yeah,
to this area
right,
of New
people,
Hampshire.
People move for the Free State Project all over the state of New Hampshire.
And it's more so everywhere in a lot of other places. Places that are smaller than Keene, it's the same way, right? So the smaller the area, the more familiar you are with people, I would think.
I almost think that Keene has a larger concentration of Free Staters than you know per capita than other places.
Or maybe it's just a really walker-friendly type of place.
That much is true, too.
It gets us all to congregate where we're all going to congregate.
That's true, and if you're in a town, this real small town, then there may not be things worth walking to. So I can't really say I've never really lived in a small town. This is the smallest place that I've ever been, and it's an interesting community because it's large enough to have some big businesses here and box stores and stuff like that. So you got kind of the accoutrements of a city life, but the other hand, that you're not very far away from cow pastures, really. Or the woods.
The woods.
So,
yeah.
So 800-259-9231 is the number here. We'll continue, though, with the story about what happened yesterday, because it was a record-setting day or evening. After the incredibly successful Free Keene Fest, about 40 or so people, I think, came out to the brand-new jail that just opened up with the intention of looking for one of our own. One of our activists, friends, Russell Canning, the publisher of the New Hampshire Free Press, is in jail. And it's about this child support thing, which if you go to RidleyReport.com, you can find out more of the details. But essentially,
not exactly liberty activism.
Well, but basically it is, because he's willing to pay his ex-wife and has been willing to pay her, from what I understand. And she's been willing to let him see his kids because there was a falling out between them. And it was, you know, bad for whatever the reasons were. But because the state has its rules and it's following them to a, you know, to the letter for him. Of course, they never follow their own rules for themselves, but they're following them to the letter for him because he hasn't paid enough to the state, to what the state is demanding. His wife is apparently satisfied with what's happening, but the state is not. So the state is, the government people are demanding more money from him than he can afford to pay, and so therefore he's been put in a jail cell, and right. now
they
he can't pay
him
a damn
from
thing.
Work, where he's yeah. working for the sole purpose of paying child support.
Well, it's also to pay his own bills, from what I understand as well, but certainly
but
he's willing to send money to...
For quite some time, he wasn't working in a regular job, and he was yeah. managing to make whatever bills, you know, work, and so obviously if his time's being spent at a regular...
I think he may have been... I don't know what his finances are, but I got the impression that he may have been living off of some savings or investments or something like that. Anyway, if you watch the Ridley Report video, Mark, you'll understand because it's an interview with his wife. Anyway, so we were there at the jail, this brand new jail, $40 million to build it. I don't recall the $36 million, something like that, the exact price tag. But and to the jail's credit, it is definitely a step up from the old one, which was built in the 1970s. But nonetheless, our friend was in there. We decided to park at the jail, and some people parked away from the jail because there's no trespassing signs up. And, well, everybody, I guess, trespassed, supposedly, because we were all past the no trespassing signs, which said specifically that if you were told to leave and didn't, you'd be charged with a misdemeanor. Okay, so everybody comes up. They come up to some people come up to the front door. They're told to leave. Some people did end up leaving. Many of us, most of us, were not told to leave. We ended up circling the building twice.
Right, it's kind of interesting. I mean, if there's a group of 30 people or 40 people that show up, and somebody from the jail tells one of them, you must leave, does that, you know, the way humans think, and often in the way they think in groups, I can see why they would say, well, I told somebody from the group that they needed to leave, so it was yeah. their job to disseminate that word, and I don't see how that is. It seems to me that the jail would have to go around and tell every single activist,
right.
you must leave.
But that's what, you're right, Mark, and that's what they try to do. They pretend like you're all the same. And so telling one to them is, we told you to leave. Well, you didn't tell me to leave. Who did you tell to leave? It wasn't me.
Yeah, most activists had no idea that that was going on.
So maybe I would have left. Maybe I wouldn't.
Probably,
but nonetheless.
You probably wouldn't.
I thought
you got arrested.
I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm getting there. So we walked around the jail. It takes them a while to respond when they call the cops because the COs aren't going to go out and make the arrest.
Were you aware of the order to vacate the property?
I might have heard some rumors. I don't know. I never heard directly from those people. They never told me to leave. They just made the arrest. They made 12 arrests. A dozen people.
For doing something that we... You know, liberty activists in Keene have done at the old jail 100,000 times.
Yeah. Right, going around the jail. That's all we did. We went around the jail, waved at the prisoners, you know, gave them thumbs up and peace signs and all that. The prisoners loved it. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Racks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Racks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Racks at your favorite garden center, or visit
betterthanrocks.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Our Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video. In fact, Taryn Lupo from the LCL Report has been uploading video validations of many of the ladies from the Ladies of Liberty Alliance calendar that came out for 2010, and he's doing videos of them validating themselves as listeners of Free Talk Live. And that's a requirement in order to be up on the Shrine of Female Listeners. It's not a beauty contest, just something for the lady listeners so we can show the world that talk radio is more than just a male-dominated kind of listening occasion. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com, learn how to get on the Shrine, and enjoy it. Shrine.freetalklive.com. So the big weekend here in Keene, New Hampshire, the point of origination for this radio program, lots of activists and regular folks turning out for a big party in without permits and lots of open civil disobedience, absolute blast. Later, a couple dozen, few dozen actually, activists came out to the jail, but only about a dozen or so, about 15 people made the circuit around the jail. We walked around the jail and actually found the person we were looking for. We found Russell Canning, one of the activists that was actually being held in the jail, and we were waving at him, and we were brightening these people's days because we were waving at all of the people that were in the jail, and 99% of them were very receptive. There was one guy in a basketball court, and the way that the prison is built, you can't actually see into the basketball court. So the old jails from the 70s, you could actually go outside to play basketball, and there's like some workout equipment that was outside. This new jail, there's no outside. What they do is they put you in a little room that's big enough for a basketball area. So it's a little exercise room, basically, with a garage door that's probably 15 feet high. And the garage door opens up, and you can see sort of up at the sky, but you couldn't actually, you're not technically outside. There's still a roof over your head. So you can get, it allows fresh air in. Theoretically, if the sun were in the right place, maybe some sunlight could get in.
But they likely built the building, so that will never happen.
Maybe. There's different pods in different places, so it would all depend. But yeah, that's a pretty crappy part about this jail. Anyway, so there's one guy in the basketball court. You can hear him playing ball. And so we were yelling things, you know, through the megaphone, you know, peaceful prisoners or free all peaceful prisoners. And he did not appreciate us being there. He said something nasty. But otherwise, everybody was waving, giving peace signs, thumbs up, smiling. It was a really positive experience. And of course, the jailers don't like that very much. They don't like the disturbance, the disruption.
The increase in morale.
No, in fact, there's that too. But what happened back at the old jail when people would, every time we were there, we'd circle the jail with signs and, you know, the bullhorn and everything. And many times they would lock down the prisoners. So to prevent them from seeing what was going on. In this case, they certainly were not locked down.
There is no lockdown in this new jail. It's not designed for it.
No, what they could do is they could force them all out of their cells, and they could have them sit in the middle of the room and tell them if they get up that they're not going to get their dessert or something like that. You know, that there would be some punishment. They'd go to segregation if they didn't do as they were told. So there are some ways they could probably control them. But nonetheless, everybody that was in their cells at that time saw us, and it was a great occasion. So as we're coming around the side of the building on our second circle around with about 15 people, that's when about the entire Keene, New Hampshire police force was there. At least whoever was on duty, they called in the nearby towns as well, a couple of nearby towns. So they had as many cops from the area as they could possibly muster. There was one or two stadies.
Was there more than at karaoke the other night?
Yes. There were a lot of cops. There were as many cops as there were activists. And that's usually a bad sign.
Yeah.
Because if you can outnumber them, they feel neutered and they can't handle too many people. In this case, what had happened was some people weren't ready to get arrested, and that's fine. You know, it's not right for everybody. Totally understand that. But if we had had twice as many people, would have changed how things went, I think.
Well, nobody had the expectation this was going to happen. I mean,
I did, absolutely. There are no trespassing signs up everywhere. So the reason they put the no trespassing signs up, a whole bunch of them, is because, well, they knew that we would walk around the jail. They knew that that's what we did at the old jail, and so they figured they'd make it real clear that, hey, we don't want you here anymore. And so they put up all these no trespassing signs. And,
so these signs weren't surrounding the entire complex. They were just
On the way in, you see them multiple times.
Hmm.
Of course, the strange thing is it says no trespassing, but then when you get in, there's a public parking area. So the signs are a little contradictory.
But the signs say that you have to leave when asked. That's all.
That's true. But they could still probably get you with a violation, not a misdemeanor. Anyway, so we're coming around the side of the building. They've got...
How could they if there's a sign? You aren't trespassing unless you've been asked to leave.
I tend to agree with what you're saying, Mark, but you know how they are. That's your interpretation, and their interpretation will be different. So they bring out all the cops they possibly can. By this time, we're back in the parking lot. So we crossed by the police as they're getting out of their cars. We're back in the parking lot trying to figure out what to do at this point. The cops start walking. We probably could have skedaddled, but they might have been able to block us in. Who knows? But we didn't. We stood our ground. The cops came up. And they said, you're all under arrest for trespassing. A few folks had just arrived at that point. They were just essentially getting out of their car and walking up to us.
I heard a port 411 where I heard people in the background saying, we just came to pick someone up.
Yeah.
They were getting arrested anyway.
They were basically arrested because they were with us. And that's what happened. So they arrested 12 people. Lauren Canario, one of the super activists up here, was one of the arrestees. Now, there were warrants out for her arrest, so she was the only one who ended up not being released last night. They held her and they transported her to another jail in a different city on a so-called disorderly conduct warrant. And that was from weeks ago during the Liberty Forum, where she was standing in the road and the cops told her to leave and she didn't, basically. And there were a group of people that were hunted down because they did something
similar. She wasn't
similar.
In the middle of the road. She was to the side of the road asking some police officers some questions about
it. Standing very, very proudly, which is not cool on their mind.
Yep. So they came after. They got her. She didn't cooperate. They had to carry her out. Most of the everybody else was pretty cooperative as far as, you know, being the quarry, if you will. We went along with it, and they put us in the jail. after searching everybody, and they bring everybody into the garage, this Sallyport area, and there's just cops everywhere and COs everywhere. And, of course, we're all totally peaceful, and there's this one cop who's he's being relatively nice, but as soon as he started to tell me to do something when I was first being arrested, I said to him, essentially, I'll be happy to do what you're asking me. Just say please. Just say please. And so I got him to say please most of the time, but I think at one point it got to him, and he wanted to assert his authority on me. So he wanted me to turn around at one point, and he hadn't said please yet. So I looked him, I'm looking him straight in the eye. Well, say please. And he just shoves me around, just grabs me by the shoulders and turns me around as, forcefully as he can. But otherwise, it was a fairly uneventful. A lot of people weren't even handcuffed. I was handcuffed. Many people were not handcuffed, so it was fairly low key.
Did they put you in a holding cell or something?
They did. They brought everybody in. They put the ladies in their own cell. There were three ladies that were arrested and nine males. And they put us all in cells. And at one point, Dale from anarchyinyourhead.com, he's got his cell phone with him still because they, for whatever reason, they're so inconsistent in how they do their thing. These government bureaucrats, they're just, you cannot predict.
Well, they're individuals.
This is true. But you would think they have a certain protocol to follow. Well, they're not necessarily doing it. They're not following it, whatever it is, because they didn't empty out Dale's pockets. So he still has his phone on him. And he makes a call before we even made it in there. He was the first person in the cell. He's made a call by then. Then we're he's in the cell with three of us, including me. So it's four of us total. Excuse me, four total in that cell. And we hear singing coming from the other cell because one of the guys that is up here, this kind of senior activist, if you will. I don't know if I should call him that, but he's experienced. He's been around for a while, and he's a really great activist and really creative. He's quite the wordsmith. He's a writer by trade. Basically, he edits things for a living. And he's a great songwriter. And so he was singing, I think it's an original song that he wrote, and he's been singing at different places, and we've been singing it with him. And so I hear this song strike up from the other cell, and all of us in our cell join in, and the ladies apparently were singing as well. We had the entire holding area singing freedom songs. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. And the audio, by the way, is on freekeem.com right now. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Steve Shank, eFoods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March, and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a 1-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Curtis.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. A lot of features there. If you like this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can do that for as little as $3 a month. It's money that we reinvest directly into the program to get it out to more ears on both the internet and the radio, and it makes a big difference for us. Your $3 is a big deal for us. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get access to perks like the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, the amp-only podcast, which is commercial-free, and more. Go get the details, get signed up, PayPal, any major credit card, other options, all at amp.freetalklive.com.
For those of you who have been listening for the past few weeks, you know that I've been talking about this product called the Baby Reading Kit. That you can find, you can get it at babyreadingkit.com, and it purports to teach your child to read, to start teaching them as young as 3 months old. Obviously, 3 months old, they can't speak, so it's going to take them a little while, but something weird happened today with Jack, and if you've had children, you know that it's true that everything looks like a mistake the first time. But he pointed directly at the word on in one of his books and said, on.
Hmm.
So I don't know if Jack has learned how to read the word on because of Baby Reading Kit at babyreadingkit.com, but that's what it looked like to Daddy today. So if you want to teach your, if you want your child to have this kind of head start, go to babyreadingkit.com. It's a product that I am thoroughly amazed by because I have seen dramatic changes in my child in the last few weeks. Babyreadingkit.com.
All right, we're going to continue here. We'll take your phone calls. Just want to quickly wrap up the story about what happened yesterday with a lot of arrests, record-setting arrests here in New Hampshire. Some people were even asking the question, is this the largest amount of arrests that they've had simultaneously in New Hampshire, period? You know, in the history of the so-called state of New Hampshire, how many times have arrests, simultaneous arrests, of this many people, a dozen people, 12 people arrested, all at the same time for so-called criminal trespass. Rich Paul, one of the head folks with the 420 celebrations, was also charged with cannabis possession. I think he had a couple of bags of pot with him. But everybody ended up getting turned out, except for Lauren. She was transferred elsewhere. And so we got out, we went out, we had a had a party afterwards, pizza, and you know, had a good old time. But it was a wonderful experience, I think, having that many people arrested together. Nobody was scared. Everybody was happy. There was singing in the jail. The singing was just it was incredible to me. In a lot of cases, the guy that Richard, the guy that, and he's one of the bloggers at freekeen.com, but he's always trying to get people to rope people into singing with him. And it's not the easiest task because, you know, people are, they're not really that interested in having their voices heard. And it's kind of just kind of it's a shyness issue, I think, with some people.
And he's got some great lyrics, but his songs tend to be lyric intensive. And I think that many of the songs throughout civil disobedience type, movements in the past have been easy ones. You know, that there's not a lot of lyrics to them. They just kind of repeat it.
And he's gotten some of those. I mean, he's definitely has some of those now.
Cool.
And so this time it was not hard for him to rope people in. It just seemed to be the right thing to do at that time. People just singing. All 12 people, from what I could tell, or at least most of them, it was echoing through the entire hearing area. And, of course, there's cops just milling about out there, you know, doing their paperwork, talking to one another, because they were, you know, they just had a big victory, right? They just arrested a dozen Free Staters. Or, of course, they're not all Free Staters. They're liberty activists, because there was a couple folks that were essentially, they've been longtime Keniacs that were out there with us. And so just liberty activists. They got a dozen liberty activists. Except they're not going to win long term.
Right. This was the stupidest move they could have made. I mean, looking from the outside, I'm not saying I'm one of the outsides of the system activists going out there marching around the jail 7 times to see if it falls for 7 days is not, something I'm interested in doing. However, I do know what's going to happen. Having watched this whole thing, you'd think that the cops would be, tuned in to what's going to go on here. The fact is, you have just smacked the beehive. You have just given these people exactly what they want. Here's another opportunity to go get themselves arrested for liberty, and they're going to come out every single day and circle your jail until you stop. Not just stop for one day, but stop for several weeks in a row. They're going to come out and circle your jail until they get arrested.
And this is after they'd done what I figure is possibly the best possible thing the KPD could do for like the last 6 months is ignore us. And
yeah, they haven't made an arrest.
That had to have been working out for them. There was no more Keen Sentinel, articles. There was no more publicity about us. So I don't see how walking around a jail, a practice that, we've been doing for long before I even got here.
I don't know who made that call.
It doesn't make sense to me.
They can make the claim that it gets the prisoners riled up, and I don't doubt that it gets the prisoners to some level of excitement. No doubt.
Who
no
cares?
Doubt. But
they're in cages.
But there's nothing that can be done about it. This was a silly move on their part, and
to be fair, though, I don't think anyone went back today. So
unless they're willing, but I know the people in the liberty movement. I know what's going to happen here. It's just a prediction.
It's going to happen again. Whether it's tomorrow is another question.
It doesn't need to happen daily.
Right, right. And when it happens again, hopefully it'll happen with twice as many people. So that'll give the cops something to think about, give them a second thought, basically, about doing something silly like this. Because now what they've done is they've created 12 new cases. They've created 12 trespassing cases that are now in the system. Everybody's got it at the same arraignment date. So all 12 people are going to go to, and all their friends are going to show up. All the liberty activists that can possibly make it are going to show up to support 12 other liberty activists. And it's going to be just an incredible event. Then I think almost everybody, probably all 100% of them, will take it to trial. I can't imagine why anybody wouldn't. So you then have to schedule 12 separate trials for each one of these people on this bogus trespassing charge, which, as we pointed out, their own signs say they need to warn you and order you to leave before they can get you with this. So it's like, as usual, they don't even have a case from within their system.
Yeah, they're going to have to somehow prove that them telling one person puts everyone on the hook. And that's I don't know how you can do that. Yeah.
But they definitely do have that collectivist mindset. Like one of the cops, the guy that was arresting me, was chastising me because the night before there was a fight during karaoke, and it wasn't a real fight. It was one punch. Some drunk a-hole in the bar punched one of the activists.
This is great drama, and I think we should tell this whole story.
Well, we'll have to make a note because we got people waiting.
Well, I think we should get Riley on the show to tell him this story.
Riley, I'm sorry.
Riley from Corey Sizzlemore's podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we're gonna talk. I'm gonna talk to him later. Anyways, I don't want to get too far off the track. Let's actually go to some phone calls. We'll talk about what happened with the bar a little bit later on here. 800-259-9231. It was just such a darn busy weekend. We can spend the rest of the show talking about this. There's so much going on here. Anyway, you can learn more about some of the things that are happening by going to freekeen.com. There's a video of people getting arrested yesterday. There's audio of the phone calls from the jail cell. That's there. There's a lengthy description of what happened, all at freekeen.com. Let's go to your phone calls and talk first to David in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hi. I heard someone speaking about it on the radio this morning, and he did a really good – I really think he argued y'all's case really well.
Oh, cool.
He mentioned that, which, you know, there was a lot of people who were not – in favor.
Sure. Once you say Free Stater,
well, no.
Once you say Free Stater, they're villains.
Yeah. And
to some people.
Yep. But he was mentioning that that's tax paid for property. Therefore, it's like citizen. Well, I guess you all don't think of citizens, but it's
paid for it. Is what you're saying?
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's pretty outrageous.
And
here's a kicker for you, David. They actually said, and it's in one of the Pork 411s, there was like 10 of them, I didn't post them all, but in one of the Pork 411s that went out, these activist messages, there was a recording of an activist and a cop talking, and the cop actually says, this is private property.
Right.
Loud and clear.
Yep.
I'm sorry, no, it's not private property.
Yeah, it's like, it sounds like a government encroachment on so many different levels. Really,
well, I'm glad to hear that this was being discussed in the morning local talk radio, because I didn't actually get to hear that happen. David, any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, just right on. Keep going, guys.
Thanks for the call. Hey, don't have anything else better to do. 1-800-259-9231.
That the truth.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's why I came here. And I love how this is turning out. There's so much activism happening. We just had a record-setting cannabis celebration this past week up in Concord where, again, the cops did the right thing. At this one, they left people alone. And, you know, the pot people came out, smoked some pot, played some bongo drums, danced, had a little fun, and went home.
Got bored, yeah.
And same thing would have happened at the jail. If they had just let people alone, we would have toured around the jail once, twice, and then gone home. But no, they wanted to make some arrests. And so now they've created 12 new cases that are going to have to go through their system. And
considering they're already taking, you know, unpaid furloughs, I think this is a wonderful development.
Oh, absolutely. The court system is so loaded up with stuff right now. This is... Who knows how long it's going to be before they actually get to these trials?
It's going to be close to a year.
You have a parking ticket trial, Mark, that's out in June.
8 months.
You got the ticket last year.
In November.
I got a ticket, parking ticket this week, and parking ticket trial, and I got that ticket, I think, back in December. More coming up. You can bring up anything. Hour number two is on the way. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.